Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Did you know that everybody has a center? For some people, it's politics. For others, it's money. Others, it's sports or race, status, success, family name. Whatever sits at the center of your life shapes your identity. The Jewish people in Paul's day had taken their ethnic privilege and made it the center. They believed their heritage made them right with God. But Paul tears all of that wall down in Romans chapter 3. God is not just the God of one race or one people group. He is Lord over all, and He saves all people the same way, through faith in Jesus Christ. And that means Christ becomes our chief identity. Not American first, not rich first, not white first, or not black first, but Christian. The gospel tears down pride and builds a new family out of redeemed sinners. And that's why the church ought to look different from the world. The world divides over secondary identities, but the gospel unites around Jesus. And when Christ becomes central, barriers begin to crumble. Fears begin to crumble. Hatred begins to crumble. Selfishness begins to crumble. You begin seeing people differently, not as interruptions or enemies or outsiders, but as souls who need the same grace that rescued you. So the cross humbles us all equally, and it welcomes us all freely. What's become too central in your life besides Christ? Ask God to recenter your heart around Jesus today. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, let Christ become my chief identity above every other label. And here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Pray for Sashir, our national change maker in Nepal. And also pray for the Ngoni LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.